We last hour were celebrating Ticket Stock Eve by listening back to our favorite moment in Ticket Stock history when the great Nolan Ryan was our headliner in 2008 and he told the Snow Monkey story. And we did a little scrambling this morning and we were able to get Nolan to come on the program now to talk with us about that moment, about what he's doing these days. So we say good morning to the Hall of Famer, the Ranger legend, Nolan Ryan. Good morning.
Well, good morning to you guys. How y'all doing?
Okay.
We're doing great. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I'm a little bit sick at my stomach this morning. I had some roadkill tacos over the fire pit.
Oh, man. That's pretty risky.
And I think that meat had turned a little bit there.
That's too bad.
So this, I'm going to try to settle my stomach down for lunch with some leftover armadillo fillets that I have. Sprinkle a little ground up coyote on top of that.
You still, you hunt all your own food still?
Well, I do, George, and I really have enjoyed just living out on my ranch. Mm-hmm. You know, Ruth lives up in the big house, and I live down by the creek in a hole.
In a hole? Okay.
Carved out near the beaver dam and that.
Uh-huh. And, hey, it's baseball season. Pitchers and catchers report today. Getting fired up for another baseball season?
Is that right? Is it baseball season?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, pretty much.
I haven't really followed it as much as I used to. Mm. I used to play baseball.
Right.
Yeah, we know that.
But I don't anymore.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm. Thanks.
But aren't you
That's
with the?
Story I want to tell you.
Aren't you associated with the Astros organization?
What's that?
Aren't you associated with the Astros organization?
Oh well, I understood you that the first time you said organization when you really meant organization.
Yeah, sorry about
that. Yeah, they got me on, you know, I have some sort of title with the Astros, but I don't ever go into the office or anything.
You just hang out on the ranch.
Yeah, I hang out on the ranch, and, you know, they'll send me, have y'all heard of emails?
Yeah.
Well, they send some sort of email to our house, mm-hmm. but I don't ever see them. When I need to communicate with them, I do smoke signals.
Wow. This is Nolan Ryan with us on the ticket. You know, a lot of people are expecting the Astros and the Rangers to once again battle it out for the West.
Yeah, I hope the Astros kick the Rangers' ass there because of that snotty-nosed John Daniels.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you don't like him, do you?
He's just a punk kid who, you know, thinks he knows more than some of us who have lived off the land for all our lives. I'm thinking about heading up there to Irvin to see the ticket stock.
Oh, yeah.
We'd love to have you
great.
Up there.
Yeah, I remember that time I was out there. I don't know if y'all remember that, but I came out to ticket stock one time. And
yeah, we remember. We replayed it earlier.
Oh, you did? Yeah. It was a strange experience for me because I hadn't been in a city for a few years before that. Uh-huh. And I remember somebody picked me up and carried me to the facility in this strange carriage that was drawn by an invisible spirit horse or something. I couldn't figure it out.
A car?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
I just couldn't figure out how that it was moving with no horse in front of it. But I remember being with all you guys up on the stage, and I felt really uncomfortable.
Mm. Sorry.
Well, I hadn't worn clothes for about 5 years at that time, and I couldn't figure out why y'all were laughing so much at my story. I figured you guys had a stage hypnotist out there before me that mesmerized you to laugh every time I said the word snow monkey.
Well, it's just an unusual animal, and, you know, you're telling funny stories about snow monkeys.
Well, it was the damnedest thing I ever saw. Every time I said the word snow monkeys, You guys are damn near double over and diarrhea yourself laughing.
Yeah, that's true.
But snow monkeys are no laughing matter.
Right.
They just running havoc down here. And mm-hmm. Ruth is pretty ticked off because the other day she had just gone to the beauty shop and got her hair fixed up. And she come home, one of them snow monkeys hop up on her head as she got out of her Cadillac. And she's yelling for them to get off, but them snow monkeys, they don't speak English.
Right. That's a problem.
Yeah, half of them speak Mexican, and the other half speak Japanese.
Oh, gosh.
And they darn near tore every hair off her head.
Oh, that's man. Awful.
So that wig was wasted.
Oh, gosh.
Had to get another one.
Yeah. The 1960s at your place.
I told her, you know, I'd just take one of these skunk pelts that I have laying around and just put it on top of your head.
Sorry, it's the 1860s at your place.
You guys going to vote in the election?
Oh, yeah, well, maybe, yeah. Sure. Uh-huh.
Who are you voting for?
For Andrew Jackson last time. Good morning to you.
All right, we'll see you. That's Nolan.